Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right. Once again, our sponsor for this week is Heaps Normal. Delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer. Someone sounds like he should have had some instead of screaming at the TV and whatever he was putting in his mouth yesterday. Nicholas J. Cody.
Yeah, I wish I had some Heaps Normals at the big Super Bowl party I was at. They did not. They had beers and vapes. And,
yeah, but American beers, combo. Just to get in the spirit of things. Not that much different to Heaps Normal, to be honest, those ones, in terms of alcohol content. Don't taste as good. Anyway, we'll chat about it in a sec, but put in duty free at checkout if you want free shipping around Australia for Heaps Normal. Get around them.
Get them in, yeah.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees, and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free, and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX, thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I am a busted Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie, fight and fit.
Mate, you're living the dream.
Absolutely fine. You don't have to talk much. I've got plenty to say.
Bang.
I even, in an effort to keep my finger on the pulse, even watched a bit of the Super Bowl.
Oh, you did?
A little bit, yeah, just because I like to
just the halftime show? You and the girls?
No, I'm not that interested in that. Oh, a gridiron, what a game. A couple of Hall of Famers probably from you. Here's a guy who's completed one tackle. Oh, yeah, this quarter? No, ever. Hall of Famer. Here's a guy who's run 300 metres. What, in the last fucking 30 seconds? No, ever in his entire career.
You've been quite facetious. It's one of the greatest games of all time. You say it goes for a while, yet you watch Test cricket.
Yeah.
Like an actual nuffy.
But Test cricket isn't a one-hour game that goes for seven.
It is. T20 showed you that.
It's a five-day game that goes for 5 days. T20 that's the ADHD version and came along just in time. And I'm blaming it a little bit, actually.
Yeah.
So I think these things feed each other. We're like, oh, no one's got an attention span. We better make everything 59 seconds so people can watch it. Nah, stop doing that. Weed out the fuckwits.
Yeah.
They'll learn to concentrate or die.
Well, there you go. That's what I like about the Super Bowl. It is an event where you can have 11 beers before halftime and still be sober. They've been so spaced out.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, overtime, bang.
Yeah, I saw a bit of overtime. It was good, pretty exciting.
Extra bang for your buck.
Good on them. Good on for giving it a go, you know?
But, man, I was with Fev, a couple of guys from work, and a mate of ours who is a former SAS bloke.
Mate of yours.
And it was just nice. It was nice to see Fev. I've never seen him be the second loosest cunt in a room.
Yeah, right. Oh, did he have to take a backward step?
Yeah.
was he respectful for the first time in his life?
Yeah, he's never looked up to someone and been like, Jesus Christ, this guy's having fun, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Fev, that's how we feel watching you, you know?
I did turn it on just in time to see. I think it was the team that lost. They looked like they were about to run on the field to celebrate something and a guy fell over and then he got taken off in a golf cart with a sore leg. It's like, oh.
No. That he went to run on in the second or third quarter, I forget. Gun linebacker for the 49ers and tore his Achilles.
Oh, his legs couldn't hold up his upper body. One of those guys who should get on a bicycle or something every now and then, out of the gym, onto a bike, your legs won't let you down. Just crumpled, did they? His knees fell out.
The Achilles just tore off.
His breasts are too large.
Feet are too big. Calves are too big.
Imagine just like jogging out to play. Not even play. Just jogging out to play. Snap.
Yeah.
It's not. Something's not right. I did see them. Like they all seem very excited. Some of them are so excited at their plays that they're punching themselves in the head. Well, I've never been that excited in my life.
It's good to. And I've been to excited. Just get around your teammates and headbutt them. Yeah, it's good fun.
Oh, it's not just that. Like they're themselves, they're punching themselves in the head. Goodness.
But there was also a clip of the tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, Travis Kelce, fucking coming up and grabbing his coach and just screaming at him.
Oh, yeah, I saw like that. Yelling. I saw at him. All the action in the limited bits that I saw.
But people were so upset. If you got upset by him yelling at the coach, you've never played full contact team sport.
Yeah.
Anyone I saw online that was upset, one guy said athlete, and I went, what? Athlete? Clicked on the thing, esports. There you go, cunt. Haven't hit anyone.
Ah, we've discussed this.
It's a charged atmosphere.
Athlete.
All soft.
But it's not like a referee or something. You're not allowed to touch them, obviously, or an umpire.
And his coach even said afterwards, he's like, he wanted the ball. And the guy fumbled it and he was pissed off he didn't get the ball.
The way things are pretty much with players versus officials. He's an employee of the player. Like they own everything now. The players' union, very powerful. They can do what they want. You work for me, coach, shut your fucking mouth. I'll turn up when I feel like it. That sort of business. Happens
Taylor Swift is my girlfriend. Listen up, buddy.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All happening at MFB HQ.
I'll let you go,
before
mate.
We get into the app, you've got a Zoom background, mate. You've kept this one nice and easy for me. You know I'm hurting after the Super Bowl.
Well, it's good.
White Ford Bronco, OJ Simpson. Not OJ.
See the number plate?
Whose car is it?
No, it's just a dude who's got a white Ford Bronco and doesn't want to be called OJ. That's his personalised number plate. It says not OJ.
That is good.
Yeah.
That is good gear.
We've
got live shows coming up. We've got live shows coming up as well. Melbourne and Perth, they're on sale now. Bloody selling quick. Midflightbrawl.com for tickets. They'll fill up. More cities being added soon.
New merch coming in for those too. So if you want it, go to a live show. I ain't fucking sending them for the first while. Hopefully we'll sell them. We'll announce that next week anyway. What's going on? All right, mate, I'll let you go to bed.
All right. Legends, enjoy the episode. Thanks for supporting us. And, enjoy the app. I'm going to crawl under a rock.
Righto.
Let's do it. Woo!
All right, mate. This week we've got a thematic episode. Again, for two flights. These are bonus. Like last week, two flights. This week, two flights. You're welcome, everyone.
Yep.
Jetstar, no less. First flight.
Is this the theme? Oh,
just a little. No. Show. Just a little taster. January 29, 2023.
Oh.
Fresh. New Zealand to Gold Coast. Don't even know where from New Zealand. Just New Zealand.
Jetstar, probably cell fares like that, I reckon. You want to go to New Zealand?
Yeah. Yep. I'll get a car and get to where I'm going once I get there. I haven't had a 2024 fight yet, although there have been some. We've been sent them.
Yeah.
They're
happening.
I mean, Aussies bashing, mostly still the very end of 2023. Between Christmas and New Year, that's when Australians get on the news overseas, not just for punching fucking animals.
And as you say, overseas, the Timor Sea.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking Bali. It was Bali, Melbourne, a chick going off.
Yeah.
And a Gold Coast.
A bloke went fucking mad as well. Yeah. Gold Coast, Bali, or Bali, Gold Coast. But like that's in general, Australians don't get on world news like US or continental or Europe or anywhere unless we're doing something real fucking dumb.
Mate, and that at the start of this year, Alaskan Airlines, that the fucking panel just blew out.
Oh, yeah. The door, the fake door.
Yeah. So that the plane had...
I found it.
What did they have? They had less seats. So it didn't have as many seats as a normal Boeing whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they didn't have to have the extra emergency door. So they just had a panel in its place.
Yeah.
And that just went futunk out into the sky.
Yeah.
No one got sucked out. Everyone had a seatbelt on. A few people a bit chilly until it landed. But someone's iPhone, did you see that?
No.
Their new iPhone fell out.
Yeah.
Fucking 10,000 feet or whatever.
Yeah.
Hit the deck. Worked.
Fuck. Must have fallen into a bowl of rice. The door, the fake door, ended up in someone's backyard. A teacher or something found it in the backyard. That's a big bit of debris.
Yeah.
Come flying out of the sky. Whoa.
And that's one of those you go, I'm a few feet away from being crushed by a fucking part of a plane.
Yeah.
That'd just suck so much.
Pretty bad.
To go that way.
Mm. Although.
Fuck, it's got cloudy all of a sudden.
It's better than some things. All of a sudden, I reckon you get 1/10 of a second of cloud over there. Is it an eclipse? Bang. First one today, it's only a little one. Unnamed elderly woman, 78.
Yes.
78.
Nan's gone wild.
Love to see the boomers getting in on this.
This was, I reckon, a year or so ago, there was a fucking angry almost Nan from Perth to Christchurch.
Oh, incident was almost exactly a year ago. But, yeah, there was an angry Nan, but a young Nan.
Yeah.
And young, I say like 60-ish, not, you know, that's young now for a Nan.
Young for a Nan, I told you. We used to do it on Triple M. No.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, there's 36.
Youngest grandparent. Yeah. It was a 35.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to be at Nana's 50th these days. Like, it's a, don't know, times change. For the better, sometimes though, you know, why not? Pump out some generations, enjoy your old age with some kids out of the house. Although they fucking come back. Like, people dump grandkids on their parents all the time. I've got a mortgage to pay off, Mum and Dad. You raise my child Monday to Friday. I'm busy. That sort of business. I'm not having that. This elderly lady got into an argument with another passenger during the flight. Old people, like there's no, we're going to speculate here. Old people seem to be in two very distinct camps, don't they? Meek and apologetic for holding up a queue. Cute, dottery.
Yeah.
You know, can I help you, ma'am? I'm happy with it. We all like them. I'm busy, but I don't mind. I'll take time out of my day to walk you to your car. You look fucking invalid. One day I might want people to help me if I'm slow getting on a bus with my shopping. The other camp, get out of my fucking way. Yeah. I'm pushing in.
Rage.
I had enough.
The old rage against the dying of the light, which I'm all for.
Yeah? You reckon you'll fall in the angry one?
I'm bashing till I'm in the box.
I know. I reckon I'll mellow out, just be a calm one of those.
Absolutely. As if you're going to change that.
I got my walking stick stuck in the fucking escalator and someone will just help me without me screaming at them. Also, Gold Coast 78, that can be different. Like it's skin suggests 140. Mental development, infant.
Yeah.
You can get there.
The melanomas have spread into the brain.
You can get around in that joint. I've just been there for a little while. Without having to think beyond kindergarten level for most of your life, I reckon. Industries. Yeah. There are whole industries surrounding walking along the beach. Like there's just people who just walk along the beach, all those promenades.
Yeah.
That's their life. And there's coffee for them. There's acai bowls for them. There's fucking fitness personal trainers being trained up to train them and look good in them. There's tanning salons. There's all that industry. Vanity industries. Fuck. It all seems to support each other as an economy.
Joint.
I don't know how it works.
But that'd be like, if you put them two blocks back from the ocean, they're lost.
They'd die.
As they can't see the Pacific.
But that's how that is. That gym business, like you train in a gym. And you become a trainer one day. You hope to become a trainer one day to train other people training in the gym who will in turn probably become trainers.
Yeah.
They multiply.
Muscle level marketing.
Fucking mad. There's someone doing protein buckets of powder. Shit, it's fucking weird industry, isn't it? But then how do they – someone's got to work. Someone's got to do something. There must be outside money. It's not just the same money circulating like a barter system. I don't want to think about it. The lady had an argument with another passenger. No info. We're going to speculate. If we were floppy-haired English comedians, we'd probably insert a few lines or even a famed riff about Werther's originals or something.
Oh, yeah.
That's what old people reportedly eat. That's the joke. Copy-paste. I'm on the telly.
Not actually on the telly. If I was on your telly, you'd call the police. There's a guy on me actual standard on me telly.
Fucking hell. That joint. I don't know. They need to reset that. I don't know. Don't want to get on. The argument culminated when the old lady slapped the other passenger across the face. A cross has a better sound to it, doesn't it? It's more regal.
Yeah.
Slap in the face, low society. Across the face, more period drama. Could be a gauntlet for all we know.
A glove. Whatever.
I challenge you to a duel.
Yeah.
In the face, nah, that's a lowie. Put their fucking... their warm LA ice 2 litre down to slap someone in the face.
And slap in the face for a lowie is not even, it may not even be a physical slap. It's just, you know, ripped off of the petrol pump.
Yeah.
You know, they've turned up Friday Arvo, it's $2.20 for unleaded 95.
Yeah.
Fucking slap in the face.
That is a slap in the face.
Doesn't have to be a
on a current
one.
Affair, there's a lot of slap in the face to the battler. The battler's getting slapped in the face all the time. You've been slapped in the face and you pull back, but they still get the nose. That's
no.
a bad one.
I've had oh, that. That'd be worse. Yeah.
As a kid, brothers whacking each other, get the nose.
Yeah.
It's almost worse. You're better off taking the full palm to the cheek with a bit of flab on it. The nose, not much to it.
Well, put your head in real quick and hope you get some forearm.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they're not.
That's a fucking game.
Yeah, it's a thud.
It's like leaning into a headbutt. It's all or nothing here. I break his nose or the other way around. A flight attendant rushed to intervene. And the elderly woman, what'd she do to the flight attendant?
Slapped her across the face.
Nope.
Oh, told her to fuck off.
Nah, better. Bit her on the arm.
Oh.
Old dementia types sometimes bite.
Mm.
Maybe it was that. Don't know. That can be argumentative too.
There's
no info on the FA either. Who knows? It is Jetstar. She could have been 78 herself. Maybe 78-year-olds attack when they see someone sometimes, like chihuahuas. They see another one and just go for it.
Do you Jetstar, is it a bit like showbiz, the old you play this joint twice, once on the way up, once on the way down?
Yeah.
Is that flight attendants? They start out Jetstar. Qantas for a bit, back to Jetstar at the end.
I don't know. Jetstar is still younger than Qantas, the flight attendants. Job for life.
Told you. I think I'm flying Jetstar to Newcastle in a few weeks or on the way back. And I did it the other month. It was fine. Left on time.
Oh, I mean, they're probably just as punctual as anything.
It's just the people at the gate.
Yeah, it's that. The seats are definitely smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. There's no, you can talk stats all you fucking like. On a practical level, no way my knees are lying to me. They're fucking
I'm not slouched.
Seat.
Yeah.
I'm sitting up.
I'm upright. Yeah.
Yeah. She found herself when they landed.
Oh, no.
She was arrested by the coppers.
Status arrested.
Due to appear in court April 2023. Haven't seen any outcome. Slow wheels of justice. I'd guess they'd let it go, like they do with historical pedophiles in wheelchairs. Let's go. Looks like life's caught up with you, buddy.
Yeah.
Go and stare out a window for your last couple of years. Probably more of a punishment to leave those ones out of jail, isn't it, the pedos?
And is it a, was she flying New Zealand to Gold Coast or Gold Coast to New Zealand?
I think it was, hang on, I've got to look. It was New Zealand to Gold Coast.
Ah. So it would have been down at Southport.
Southport magistrates.
Yeah.
Very busy. Very busy magistrates. I was there very recently. Not at the magistrates, but in Southport.
At the Sharks, Southport There's Sharks?
No, Leagues no, club? That's gone. Oh. I mean, that's still there.
Oh.
The gig has gone.
Okay.
Thank fuck. You don't do a gig in a place with a shark in a
in
fish
an
tank
aquarium.
And it's going to be a good gig. Never has worked, never will. No, it's a different gig in Southport. Pretty good gig. But Southport itself, some characters wandering around there.
Yeah.
Some good haircuts, a lot of shopping trolleys.
Do you think that that's why nothing's happened? Because, you know, she's turned up to Southport magistrates and that's a bit... Ah, oh, fucking, you're all right, Dale.
It's an old one.
Don't worry
about
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've probably.
I've forgotten.
Yeah.
Let's clear it.
Not too many 78-year-olds are going to do time or anything.
No.
If I bit someone on the arm, I'd be staring at the bars right now. The main flight today, though, mate, is an Air Canada flight, AC070, December 30, 2015. Toronto to New Delhi. Bit of background here. Thank you, Gary. Jaskarin Sidhu, 47 years old. Not to be confused with a different man from Alberta, Jaskarit Sidhu, who drove his truck through a stop sign in 2018 and killed a junior hockey team on their bus to a playoff game. What happens?
Well, hold on. A team.
Team were on their bus, junior hockey team. Jaskarit, truck through a stop sign, hit the bus. Whack.
Whole team.
Yeah.
Manchester United. Fuck.
Junior hockey. What happens there? Well, forfeit, you reckon?
Oh, surely.
The other team get the W in the column?
I don't know. What
Where
happens,
are the
but I know what happens.
Broncos?
I know what happens here. Like a comet.
Humboldt Broncos. Hope they bounce back. RIP the Humboldt Broncos.
We Are Marshall. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw We Are Marshall, I think, on a plane or something.
You know who's in that?
Oh,
I do actually. Yes.
All right.
Our Jaskarin, it's Jaskarin Sidhu, also not to be confused with another Alberta man, Jaskarin Sidhu, who was involved in a 2019 double murder shooting.
Fucking
outside Calgary's number one rated hookah lounge. Hookah. Nor is our hero today to be confused with Jaskarin Sidhu from Drumheller Institution in possession of meth 2 months ago, although I think this is the same Jaskarin Sidhu who killed two people outside the hookah lounge.
Fucking hell. Is Jaskarin the Indian-Canadian Jaden?
Jaden. It's Jaden.
Jaskarin. Hey, any Indian listeners, let us know. Is Jaskarin, is that?
Is it Jaden?
Yeah.
This Jaskarin, our hero, is 47, so unlikely, unless they're pioneers of the Jaden way of life. Could have been. Jaden could be an ancient Indian thing. You know how Bevans love ancient stuff on their tattoos and their fucking chakra.
Yeah, and the,
you know, alignment.
Buddha in the backyard.
And their chocolate fucking ceremonies and shit.
Yeah.
Cacao ceremonies. The fuck is that? They do a bit of that. It's not far from Calgary, the Drumheller Institution for Corrections. Handily, right next door to Dinosaur Down Speedway.
Be there.
Smash, crash, bash, and mash for cash. Be there. Never seen an Indian in Formula One. You?
No, to be fair, I don't know much about Formula One.
Do they care for it? I don't know. I don't really follow it. I'm sure some petrol head will correct us.
Yeah.
But they're not into it. They're not doing – the Chinese into Formula One?
Don't know.
Is there a Chinese driver in the Formula – has there ever? I don't know. Not into cycling either. Should be.
Really?
I'm talking
Indian
Tour de France.
Indian F1 driver. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What are we looking at?
Narain Karithkian.
Okay. Are we looking at like an American, a Canadian?
As of 2023, two Formula One drivers from India.
Oh.
Not bad.
Currently in the Formula One.
Now, one made his debut in 2005. That was Narain. And then Karun Chandhok.
Okay. Stand corrected. Beg your pardon.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Go for it. Yeah. Follow your dreams, everyone. The double murder Jaskarin got a fire stretch for firing a gun during a road rage incident 2019. Same year he did a double murder.
Oh, wow.
Different incident with the same gun. Jaskarin means good deeds will be remembered by his name.
Zhu Ganyu, Chinese racing driver, competes in Formula One for Stake F1 team. Never first and so far the only Chinese driver to compete in Formula One.
Okay.
Good on you.
Oh, that's great.
I don't know much about Formula One. I haven't watched Drive to Survive or anything, so
I've seen a bit
I'm not
of it.
Hooked. Is it
yeah,
good?
I'm not hooked. Yeah. No.
I might get to go this year in Melbourne.
Melbourne?
Yeah.
You're
right. Shim, shim. No. Radio.
Oh, okay. You're going to commentate it?
No, just turn up. Linen shirt and a tent.
Oh, you don't have to work there?
No. The only problem with F1, a bit like the tennis, it's always shit. Beer sponsors,
Peroni.
It's fucking Heineken or Peroni.
Yeah, rubbish.
The worst.
European VB.
And don't even, I'm looking down the barrel now, don't even come at me that they're good beers.
Nah,
you're right.
Revolting.
European VB.
Yeah.
1 degree warmer than fucking freezing and they are undrinkable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Headache immediately. Smell it, you get a fucking headache. Gross. There was a Facebook page found while looking for Jaskarin Sidhu. And Gary found this and he said, I know Nick would absolutely love the grammar used for the name. And I don't know how he came across this, but it's algorithmic. This was the page. There's a lot of sort of inspirational sunset shit on this page. I don't even want to get into that because it fucking makes me want to punch.
the reverse effect.
This actual page.
The ADD meds for someone that doesn't have it.
I should.
Motivational quotes and the, you know, inspirational stuff.
Yeah.
Does the opposite.
Yes.
Oh, maybe it inspires you to fucking bash.
To be the best.
Best basher I can be.
Punch the most people you dare to punch today over this. This Facebook group is called, and I'm going to have to say it normally, but I'll show you the spelling. If friendship is your weakest point, then you are the strongest person in the world. That's how it's spelled. It's like, you know what it's meant to say, but
yeah.
That's how it is. Just take the vowels out like a modern cafe does.
Yep.
And expect us all to read that and get into the fucking inspiration of Buddha or whatever it is. Yuck. Anyway, Jaskarin, he's from Fort McMurray, Alberta. 3-day drive from Toronto. Bit cut off, bit remote.
Yeah.
I spent a few months in Alberta in my youth.
Stampede?
No, I didn't go to Stampede. Never happened across petroleum town Fort McMurray. No need to go up there as a tourist.
Do you think they'd be welcoming if you just rolled in?
Probably.
Yeah.
Like they're usually pretty good that month.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I remember going to like Homer, Alaska.
Yeah.
The world's largest spit.
What?
Beautiful town.
Yeah.
Like stunning. And the spit, you know.
Yeah.
You know, thin bit of land out in the water.
Isthmus.
Yeah. And fucking couldn't believe it. They were the best.
Yeah. So oh, yeah.
They're from Australia. They're fucking
good.
Yes.
Yeah, they're good.
Come and have a beer.
I found that across that whole continent, to be honest. So very, very hospitable, more so than us.
But that's what, as you said, 9/11, the musical that I went and saw with my wife. What was it called?
Gander.
Come from away?
Come away with me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come from away.
Mm.
Very hospitable in the musical. Yeah. In the musical.
Not having that.
Yeah.
That's a bridge too far. When I was in Alberta, first time waiting tables for me, I was about 22-ish, I reckon, 23. It was fucking remote, that joint I was at. Got the same pay as the people cleaning toilets and rooms and stuff, except I got tips. I had a fucking wad of cash in my room.
Yeah.
Real cut off. One of these turds is going to rob me.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'll be doing a shift. I was putting it in my pocket for shifts and stuff. It was that sort of thing.
Real smallest brother of three.
Man, I'm not leaving like fucking $2,000 cash, $3,000 cash in a boarding room.
You've just got your camera around your neck, your fucking passport in your pocket.
What would you like, Adam? Yeah, I can change that. I bought a car with it, actually.
Oh,
bought
nice.
A car cash with that.
Cash.
Like a Delta 88.
Sick.
1980 model. Felt like Goodfellas. I could have. I didn't, but I could have slept in the boot comfortably.
Oh, really?
Slept on the back seat, towed ahead, no fucking... Didn't touch the doors.
Good to drive?
Great. It's like a boat.
Yeah.
People got the fuck out of my way. Canadian plates in America on an 8-lane going, fuck, there's my exit. Like people getting out of the way. I look like a kid in it.
Yeah.
Big car. I was driving dad's car. Looked like that. Electric
you know,
everything.
You see old people, you know, just the eyes over the steering wheel.
They're probably 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Electric everything. Electric seats, windows, everything. 1980. We didn't even know about that stuff here.
Yeah, wow.
You won't find a 1980 Commodore or a Falcon with electric engine, I wouldn't think.
No.
Pretty good. Notable alumni from Fort McMurray include hockey players and a bobsledder.
Of course.
And their most famous export, actress Natasha Henstridge from that Alien franchise that's not Alien.
Species.
Blanche. Yeah.
Yeah. She, We stayed, the little Dum Dum Club boys and I stayed in the motel from Species One in LA in like 2012.
No. Did you watch
Well, this film? Was, no, this was after we did New York Comedy Festival together.
Yeah.
And then I went to LA and I was with those boys. And this was pre me booking shit myself.
Yeah.
So I left it to Carl. Fuck. But he picked the motel from Species.
Deliberately.
Sahara Inn, it's called. Chuck a picture up, Brad. Sahara Inn. And there's video of me. Fuck, I'll get the video. Like 2 a.m, we came back from a bar, fucking maggot.
Yeah.
And I just jumped in the pool.
Was she nude in this film? Do you get nude or something? Wasn't she
nude at some point
in films?
Not. Was she nude? Top off for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know, fully nude. But I jumped in the pool and the fucking manager wanted to kill me.
Yeah. Right.
I was like, sorry, mate. You know, when you try and just.
I thought
like,
this was America.
What? Sorry, but I didn't even know.
Yeah.
You know? Sorry, mate, my mistake. As if I fucking tripped over something.
Yeah.
Instead of stripped down and jumped a fence.
We are looking at, in May 2016, Fort McMurray experienced a large wildfire, which caused the evacuation of 88,000 people.
Fuck, that is a big one.
record.
Did you say Petrol Town as well?
Yeah.
Whoa.
A bit nervous about that, weren't I?
Yeah.
Record-breaking temperatures reaching 32.8 Celsius. Standard. It's probably that outside now.
Fucking hell.
Low humidity, strong winds, rapid growth of the fire. 20% of homes were destroyed in the fire. That's pretty big. Bitterly cold up there, windy winters, about minus 15 for a couple of months.
And that'd be one of those places too, like say if it does get to 30, it's carpet in the toilets and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yep.
Not built for...
No.
It's like Edinburgh Fringe when it hits fucking 22.
Yeah.
All the rooms that are actual caves.
Yeah. People who've never drunk a glass of water in their lives start dying. then in April 2020, major flood. It's like Australia. 13,000 people have been, they love an evacuation over at Fort McMurray. So not a lot of stay and defend types by the sounds of things with a garden hose against a fucking flaming, you know, oil slick.
Yeah. No,
we'd do it.
of course.
In 2023, Fort McMurray, 3 murders. It's only about 70,000 town, even though 88 evacuated
in
this area.
100,000, just leave.
Yeah.
3 murders.
Surprised there's not more. All in September.
Busy.
Milder weather, you know, less jackets, easier to swing a weapon. Don't know. Who are we to say? There was a shooting, a stabbing, and a drug hit over money. Two of them closely followed by burnt out cars.
Of course. As is the way.
Oh, yeah. Cars have got to be the leading gatherer of evidence in the history of violent crime. Like most crimes involve a car of some sort.
Yeah.
There's no, like, you've got to get away, you've got to get there, you've got to get dressed somewhere, you've got to get rid of a body. There's always cars.
Well, that's why in Underbelly, the show about the Melbourne underworld, there was a bloke, like, true stories, obviously, there was a guy called The Runner.
Yeah. Never got in a car.
No, so he killed a bloke in a gangland shooting, but fucking, so he left the pub. He was having a beer at the pub.
Yeah.
Left the pub, ran like a K and a half, killed the bloke, ran back. They couldn't figure out for ages. They couldn't pin anything on him
until they figured out. Fast.
Yeah, he was just quick. So everyone's looking for a car or whatever. Mm. This bloke was just.
Good runner.
Bit of fucking time trial murder.
Get back and just go, I don't want to fucking beer. Like you'd be puffed.
Yeah.
Totally puffed. Doing that. Good
drench on covered in blood.
That's ingenuity.
Yeah.
Should be rewarded, if anything. Fitness, you know. The flight had been delayed a day earlier. I call that a cancellation myself. I call it delayed now due to bad weather. So Jaskaran was already on the front foot, frustrated. That is fucking galling. Acts of God like weather need to be punished.
Mm-hmm.
Take it down on the staff. How many hours into the flight did Jaskaran become aggressive towards a flight attendant?
Well, you've asked me this in a tone that would suggest this many hours.
Three, it's the magic number. I haven't had this for a while.
Yeah, it is. It's the magic number. Somewhere in that ancient mystic trinity, you'll get three.
Okay. We're going to shorten that up.
Yeah, 100%.
That's too long.
Also, that'll
Even
be,
though I like it. I love
That'll be, if you get on patreon.com/midflightbrawl, don't know why I look down the camera because I'm talking to people already on it, but you can watch the videos. But YouTube picked us up for a fucking Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Okay.
You can't watch that episode now in.
In what?
Just one country said, no, we're not having this.
America?
No.
Oh, fuck, am I going to get it?
Don't know.
Cambodia?
Nah. Russia.
Oh, right, okay.
Just Russia.
Good.
They're like, until you fix that, we're not having it.
Fuck off then.
Yeah.
Who's in Russia? I'll tell you what, we're back on the charts in Cambodia.
Oh, nice.
We're back in the top 100 comedy podcasts in Cambodia.
Yeah.
How's that go? How many fucking comedy podcasts are there that there are at least 99 other Cambodian comedy podcasts? I'm sus of the charts. I think it's all been doctored. It's almost as if there's something to gain by paying money and getting yourself up the charts.
No, remember,
awards and shit.
Someone said it's people using VPNs.
Yeah, righto.
You know, unless you are from Cambodia.
Oh, so you think the number one comedy in Cambodia is probably Joe Rogan or something?
Probably, yeah.
Like it's all the stuff that
it'll be the same.
Okay. Joe Rogan comedy anymore? So it's
yeah.
Yeah?
Well.
It's not religion?
I think it...
he was told he couldn't use the toilet at that time. Way out in the Atlantic, let him in the fucking head.
Yeah.
must have been turbulent or something. Mm. They didn't say that. They just said, don't use the toilet this time. They like authority, some people. Must have been fucking, you know, wonky, whatever. Or there's an FA there in there destroying it and another flight attendant standing guard.
Yeah. Something.
Door doesn't lock. The flight attendant was pointing at Jaskaran during their argument, like doing a bit of point at the face during their argument. Jaskaran lashed out and beat him on the finger.
Oh.
That
I was wondering what the theme was going to be.
Yeah.
I was waiting for an old woman to jump in at some point, yeah, thinking it was going to be that. It's
biting.
Biting. Nice.
That flight attendant needs to have a thing about reaction times. If you're that unco,
oh,
you don't put your fingers close to someone's face.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, unless they're grabbing it. You can grab it and bite it.
Catch the wrist.
You're not going to be able to bite unless it's right there.
Yeah.
And you're too unco to pull it back. witness Pavitar Kak said the flight attendant was pointing, saying, don't touch, don't touch. One witness said, you right? Said they saw the finger and it was bleeding.
Well, yeah.
Can't have been too bad. If you want to bite one off, you've got to grab it and go.
Oh, da, da, da. Fuck. Just the thought of that. Oh,
painful.
And it's happened,
I prefer
obviously.
For it to get cut off,
yeah.
I reckon, like by a grinder or something.
Yeah.
Clean. I don't want any of it. But
yeah. Our mouths aren't dog's mouths. You know, that bullshit. You can let them crack your nuts or whatever for you. Dog's mouth is so clean. That bullshit.
Nah.
Used to have a teacher at school that would let the dog crack his nuts.
Crack his nuts?
Yeah.
Like in bite his fucking, and then walnut do it gently whatever. Enough not to bite, not to eat the whole walnut.
Yeah. Must have been trained like a fucking duck hunting.
Why do I need a tetanus shot every time I get bitten by one if they're so fucking clean? Why do I not let them lick my fucking knee scabs? Makes no sense. The captain decided to turn the plane around and head back to Toronto after 3 hours. That is I'd go and give the guy a fucking clip.
Yeah, 100%.
3 out, already 3 in, mate.
Oh.
You could have pulled this shit straight after takeoff or near the end. Long 3 hours back to Toronto. Too much thinking time for Jaskaran, I reckon. Plus the flight was already delayed.
And also, imagine you're up the back in a middle seat. Oh. Done this already fucking sucks.
Yep. Cancel the day before.
Yeah.
Don't forget. On it, 6 useless hours and go. That's 2 days out of your life gone. Because of this fucking clown.
Because of weather and Jaskaran.
Got back to Toronto and Jaskaran found himself.
Status arrested.
The RC.
Sorry, just occasionally, we play that clip a bit.
Mm.
But occasionally I am reminded of what it's from. It just brings me joy to think of Ronnie Coleman in his tight police uniform slamming the shorts. Fucking locker door at the cop shop.
Yeah. Do you think he would have been a bicycle cop or something? Or just a cop?
Was he? Oh, no, because there's footage of him driving the car.
Yeah.
And he looks too big for the squad. He's too big for everything.
He'd snap a bike in half.
Mm.
How do you get in a squad car? Like, slowly. He must have a special one. Must have been. You can't, he's technically disabled once you're that big, aren't
well,
you?
Well, he is now.
He is, totally is now. But, like, pre that, in his technically the fittest days of it, like that's a disability if you're that big.
Yeah.
You can't do stuff.
And especially when they're
fucking turn around.
When they're competing, like Mr. Olympia,
the
fucking body fat's down like 1% or something.
Yeah, that's gotta be
so low. And they're so dehydrated.
Yeah.
They look like they're the strongest men in the world at that time, but they're probably the most vulnerable to just fucking pass out. Yeah.
Like a fucking giraffe having a drink, aren't they? You can
can't choke them because of all the slippery shit they've got on.
Yeah.
Let's slip You'd away from you.
Definitely whack him and then go around behind him. They wouldn't know what's happening.
Weak chin too with the dehydrating.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. A lot of UFC fighters trying to cut too much weight. They get a bit...
Fucking almost as if all this shit's unnecessary. Or just, it's, you know, it's just massive consumption for nothing. The RCMP came on board on their little ponies, took him out. Jaskaran avoided the Great Suburban Showdown in Delhi. I reckon that's like didn't have to see the family in the festive season because this is a Christmas one or new, like, you know, just late December sort of flight. Maybe that was the plan that Jaskaran had: get out of seeing the family.
What's around then? Diwali.
Whatever way you can.
Diwali
is Diwali there?
Diwali, Festival of Lights, I believe.
Yeah, biting someone, last resort. People used to have more imagination in 2015, I reckon.
Yeah,
like, you know what? You'd have to make up a wild story or bite someone.
Yeah.
Now you just say, sorry, Mum and Dad, I'm not coming to Sizzler for your anniversary. I need a me day I'm having a fucking mental health. I'm feeling a bit agoraphobic this afternoon.
I'm having a mental health.
Yeah. Can you light a candle for my mental health? I'm going to be lying in bed eating chips instead of cheese bread. Bring me some cheese bread. Either way, imagine being bitten while you're at work. What a fucking fuck off that is. You reckon? You'd reckon if it happens, that'd be ka-chompity ching time for getting bitten, wouldn't it?
Well, they had to turn the flight around because the bite.
Yeah. Who's culpable though? Surely it's not your boss's fault you're getting bitten.
No.
And people who bite don't generally have enough money.
Mother Nature for insurance. Diverting, you know.
Does insurance cough up for acts of fucking dogs? Like dog acts, people biting and shit? Insurance cough up?
So like work compensation? Mm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What do you reckon you get for a bitten finger?
I don't, you haven't lost it or anything.
Yeah.
I reckon a few grand, maybe.
It's not a couple of weeks off. Turning around, is it?
No.
Tetanus shot. Fuck, you'd milk it. But, you know, come on.
Yeah.
You're probably going to the toilet to try to cut it off or something. Get some more out of it. Not going to be needing that anymore. The flight attendant was treated at the scene and Jaskarin was taken into custody by Peel Regional Police, charged with 2 counts of mischief, assault, causing bodily harm and endangering the safety of an aircraft.
It is mischief, I reckon, biting
mischief.
A finger.
That is mischief. He's up to a mischief. Jaskarin released on 20,000 bail, including conditions that he stay away from Pearson International, not board an Air Canada flight, have any contact with that flight attendant, or consume any alcohol.
Oh.
How do you prove that without one of those things that can tell if you have
one
alcohol?
Of the bracelets or whatever now?
Yeah, I don't know.
What about, or would he have to, no, would he have to turn up to a parole officer or whatever? With, I like too, it's pretty much... You can still fly, just not from this airport with this airline.
Yeah. So basically nothing.
Yeah.
20 grand bail, you get that back, don't you? You get it back?
Yeah. I think as long as you...
So nothing.
Yeah, nothing in the end.
Yeah, nothing. Fine. Whatever.
Fuck.
On your way. There's worse Jaskarin and Sid who's around, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, all things considered.
Yeah.
He's the best of the Jaskarins.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't be the worst behaved Nick Cody. I'd be probably the worst Luke Heggie, but there would be... Well, there's always someone with your name is worse, I reckon.
Right. Well, there's former Oregon lineman. There's a...
Better comedian, probably a worse bloke. Imagine not being the only comedian with your name.
Isn't there a David Hughes in Perth?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. There's a David Hughes.
Very common name though, isn't it?
Yeah, but Nick Cody, the University of Oregon lineman, he's trying to get into a bit of stand-up.
Lineman's American football?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Offensive lineman.
There's a footballer, Luke Heggie. I'm following him.
That's right.
Yeah, he's going all right.
Baseballer too? Or is there a baseball Nick Cody?
Don't know. We should get behind him.
Yeah.
We should go and meet him.
Well, Josh Earl, he's part. Have you done that? Don't you know who I am?
Yeah.
Have you done that?
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll generally look up.
Oh, he's found a Luke Heggie who's like a fisherman, Bevan.
Yeah.
And some other electrician or something.
Yeah, did you say that's me?
Yeah. Is he holding big fish with a hat on?
Yeah, tradie Bevan from Brisbane. Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching on the Patreon. If you want to watch it and if you want to support us here at MFB HQ, you know what to do, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Heggie's on tour with Grogan all around Australia.
Right,
LukeHeggie.com.
Get in.
And if somehow you haven't seen one of his three specials on YouTube, they're fucking up there. People are watching them.
It's between us. Soon to be five.
You're chucking another one up.
You are, aren't you? You should put one up.
What, an old one?
I'll put another one up this year.
Yeah, I've got my last one's from like 2017 or something.
So?
2016.
We should put both of our 2017 shows on.
What I like though.
For an hour a day.
You look the same in all your specials. Mm. Because you pretty much filmed them once your children were somewhat grown up. One, 2016, I felt like November 2016, when you and Bart did the support at the end.
Yeah.
And I looked so young and fresh-faced and fucking filled with joy.
Now you're broken.
Oh, it's a big drop-off, 2016 to 2022.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
See you.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggie, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Hold up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.